Hi, and welcome back to our video series on Just a Thought on the book of Revelation. In our previous studies, we have looked at chapter 1 of Revelation. Now we have entered in upon the study of chapter 2 of Revelation. We've looked at what God had to say to the church at Ephesus. We've looked at what God had to say to the church at Smyrna. Today, we're going to look at what God has to say to the church at Pergamos. And I'm going to show you what God says to them and how it may apply to us also, right after this. We now join in progress our continuing study on Just a Thought on Revelation chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. This is part 4. Now look at the progression that we see from Ephesus through Smyrna to Pergamos. At Pergamos, we see that the ugly doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which was seen back in the church at Ephesus, that this ugly doctrine, this wicked doctrine, now had taken up residence in the church, at least was tolerated. Because that's what he says in Revelation 2:15. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. God hates this doctrine of the clergy conquering the laity. As Christians, only the Holy Ghost of God should rule in our hearts. We have churches today that operate based on the clergy ruling over the laity. We have among us. This is a doctrine that the Lord hates, and we're to hate it too. Sometimes this doctrine of the Nicolaitans, in principle, is in evidence in so-called fundamental churches. The evidence being the idea that the common man cannot read the Bible for himself and understand it without some educated preacher, I was going to say idiot, but I shouldn't say that, so I won't, to tell him what it says. This is a form of Nicolaitanism, a form of a high priestly office to those that understand the Hebrew and the Greek. God calls on the church at Pergamos in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 16, repent or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Rather than toleration of this in our midst, we are to repent, turn around, turn away, move away from, reject the doctrine of Balaam and of the Nicolaitans. This is what God wants from his churches. If we do not repent, God says judgment will fall. He will judge his own with the word of God. The word of God will cut to the center of the wickedness that we have allowed to remain among us in our churches and will expose it, bringing it into the light. Wickedness brought into the light is both convicting and costly. Repent of being a man pleaser and of serving gain, and of putting up with what God hates, the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Revelation 2:17 says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. This is a call for the churches to listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. Isn't it a shame that the Lord has to call us, command us to listen to his words? The very fact that he has to do that is the evidence that we're not listening. Notice the promise that is given as a promise to the overcomer. Now we've seen that we are overcomers in our Savior, that we have overcome through our faith. But those addressed in verse 17 are called on to be overcomers. As we have said before, this is speaking to someone out beyond the rapture of the church, when the church is taken out of this world. I think it is significant that the promise is to eat of the hidden manna. Now the manna was hidden was in the Old Testament, as Israel went through the wilderness. In Exodus chapter 16, verse 32 to 35, listen to what Moses said. Moses said, "This is the thing which the Lord commandeth. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness, when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt." And Moses said unto Aaron, "Take a pot, put an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations. As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came into the borders of the land of Canaan." This hidden manna has some reference, I think, to the saints in the tribulation period. There is no clear answer as to what is meant by, "We'll give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it." Now, some imply that this implies the fact that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. However, that's an uncertain comparison, because the two are not the same. One is a book, the other is a stone. So we'll leave this verse at this. We do not know for certain what this has reference to. However, as overcomers in the Lord, we do not have to worry about it. Remember this, the church age from AD 325 to AD 600, which is represented by the Church of Pergamos, was a time when the church literally lost its Bible for 1,000 years. During that time, if a man wanted to know what God had to say, he had to go to the priest. This is the same kind of mess that educators are trying to bring back today in fundamental churches. They want men to think that we have to have the Bible in Hebrew and Greek to really get the message that God has for us in God's Word. By teaching such a doctrine that the common man must know Hebrew and Greek to really understand the Scriptures, they set themselves up as authorities over the common man. This is nothing more than the doctrine of the Nicolaitans in practice. Remember, this is a doctrine that God hates. Truth is, what is required for anyone to understand the Bible is to study the King James Bible, which God has given to us in our language for our learning. Don't let anyone steal your Bible. Only the King James Bible tells us to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, in 2 Timothy 2:15. So, in closing, let me summarize. In our study on Just a Thought on Revelation chapter 2, verses 12 through 17, we have seen a church that worked for the Lord in spite of their surroundings. A church, though it was fundamental and true to the gospel, yet was guilty of tolerating the doctrine of Balaam, serving for men's favor and for the fattening up of their wallet, and of allowing to be in their midst those that held the doctrine that God hated, the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which is a doctrine that teaches clergy conquering the laity. A local New Testament church whose angel was addressed to encourage them and to turn them away from the compromise that they were guilty of. Here is a church that represents the Pergamos church age, a time when the church married up with the world, a church that came to be known as the Roman Catholic Church. Then we see that there are churches like Pergamos today in our midst. Churches that are willing to compromise in the little things, never realizing that glorying is not good. That a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 6. We see how the message to the angel of the church at Pergamos may speak to someone in the tribulation period as well. This is a message that we, the churches of the living God, need to hear and heed. We should make certain that all these things that be in our lives, that we are quick to get right before the Lord, has to bring judgment upon us. Revelation 2 and verse 17 says, "He that hath an ear, Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Preacher, student of the word, God expects us to listen to what God is saying to the churches. Are you listening?